Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
All right. Well, I had myself a little scare there. Turns out the audio director application stopped working. And I figured out what the problem is. So anyway, it looks like we're back in business. Praise God. But I am using Audacity now, so it'll probably cut out a little bit more frequently, but that's okay. Praise God. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and just sort of like blast right into the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. What?
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right. So anyway, I'm back. As you probably could have told, I had the phone was ringing, and I'm trying to do holiday stuff. Turns out my sisters are getting a lot older than they're getting old very fast. And so the conversation that I ended up having with my sister Marilyn early this morning, which was highly unexpected because she never takes her phone to her bedroom. She always leaves it downstairs. Anyway, it resulted in a bit of a wake-up call for me. She isn't the peppy, fast-talking person that she was last year. Anyway, long story short, I knew my sisters were getting old. I knew Paula was getting really old. She just looks like a, you know, kind of like a giant walking Q-tip. And, you know, she says silly things like little 2-year-old and 3-year-old kids sometimes. So, yeah, she's getting old. So anyway, I thought to myself, well, you know, maybe I ought to see about flying up there after all. I hate it more than anything. Don't get me wrong. I like sitting and seeing my sisters. I like, you know, it's nice to say hi to people. But at least this year I'll be smart enough to just say wonderful things about Donald Trump, wonderful things about the cabinet, wonderful things about how wonderful everything is in the world, and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful hugs and kisses, yummy peppermint sticks and cookies. And so will be it. And I'll do a 90-minute drive up and a 90-minute drive back, and then ride a, oh gosh, what is it, 2-hour and 51-minute, give or take, flight up, and then another 2-hour and 51-minute flight back down. So it's a very, very busy weekend. It's tedious. There's not a lot of rest. Rest is not part of it. But it'll be nice seeing them. And I, you know, Sister Vera had asked me a question and said, you know, how would you feel if one of them died, you know, and you didn't go up? And my initial feelings were I wouldn't feel that bad because that's what happened with my mom and all that kind of thing. So I figured I'd be used to it. But then after I heard how down and out and super tired my sister Marilyn was this morning, and she actually got kind of excited to talk to me. So, yeah, it wasn't a snow job. It wasn't fake. It wasn't because it was early in the morning. It was because she's genuinely tired. And I know that feeling. The older we get, the more harder it is to get off of chairs. It seems like they sunk the chair down on purpose to a lower level, so we had to struggle and fight to get out of the dang thing. Fortunately for me, my desk chair sits really high, so I can get up out of it really easy. And I got some new workout equipment coming in. It's you know, just a little dumbbell set that I'll be able to do some work, mini workouts at lunch, over lunch, and then some elliptical trainer work at 4 a.m. in the morning. Praise God. All right. Anyway, so on that note, let's go ahead. I don't even remember what I've done so far, so I just don't care. It's been a long day, tedious as it was, but a lot of things have happened. And let's go ahead and mow into this news.
Not normal.
All right, praise God. So if you haven't heard by now, you should have heard by now, but if you haven't, to put it succinctly, the very thing that the United States has been intermittently threatening to do, which was allowing the Ukraine to use long-range missiles deep into Russian territory, they did it. The fake Joe Biden came out under the command of Antichrist, the Obama, who clearly wanted to stick the biggest middle finger up in the air that he could. And he did. And he commanded the fake Joe Biden to come out and say that we're going to allow long-range missiles to be shot from the Ukraine into Russia. Now, of course, the Alex Joneses of the world and the other commentary, you know, the other people that make commentaries on these sort of subjects like General Flynn and such, they're all out there saying, oh, Biden did this, Biden did that, Biden didn't do diddly. It isn't Joe Biden, Biden's been dead. It is the Antichrist. Period, end of story, no argument. Done deal. All right, and we've been talking about over and over and over again how the Antichrist would not have made all of the progress that has been made thus far. And then suddenly just go, eh, you know, you got me. You know, Donald Trump, yeah, he got voted in, and you got me, man, you got me. I fold my hands. I'm not going to be the Antichrist anymore. I'm going to go ahead and tell Lucifer that I, you know, I don't want to be the Antichrist. I'll just be one of those, you know, because there will be many Antichrists, so that I'm going to go ahead and demote myself, and I'm going to walk down some dark alley and disappear off into the night. Never mind that he gave his inaugural address in the Temple of Satan or the Temple of Zeus inside the Denver Broncos apocalyptic airport. So many things, folks. The list is so huge. And so there's no doubt in anybody who's got any kind of a memory and understands all of the symbolism and the things that happened. The only president in the United States, that actually got taken into the pyramids and while there recorded as saying, hey, he was talking about, I believe, Akhenaten, but I'm not sure. He's pointing to one of the pharaohs and he says, hey, he looks just like me. All right. So he's the only president in the history of the United States, 200 plus years, that was taken into the pyramids of Giza, okay, in Egypt. Now then, also, he's the only president of the United States who has ever played the pharaoh at the White House cedar, which, of course, is certainly one of the most demonic things that would ever occur inside the White House. Never mind their nine-candle menorah that they like to call a Hanukkah, because you got to give it a special name and tell everybody it's a helper candle and all this other thing, even though it is completely not part of what's in the Holy Bible. Everybody just buys everything they're told, and that's just the world we live in right now. So, praise Jesus, I think I've learned my lesson, and I'll just go up to Pennsylvania, enjoy the time with the people there, and I will avoid talking about anything. If anybody says, what do you think? I'm just going to say, I think it's all good. Because, you know, quite honestly, I do think it's all good. Now, but the reason I think it's all good is because what we see is forward motion taking place in the end times. Okay? So, I am not going to give you details about this. I am not going to name the name of the person who told me this. But I am going to tell you what I was told. Now, I didn't get any of the details to speak of. But I was told by somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that there are those that had visions that saw fantastic numbers of military trucks built up happening in late December. And it was a very major military operation, and it was very severe. It was pretty much horrible in the midst of the United States of America. That indicates that something awry happens. Something goes awry, something very bad. I had a conversation, and we corrected our course and said, well, we're not going to go down that alley. We got a little bit ahead of the heads up, and that's good enough. We're looking at November the 19th today, so we don't really have a lot of time for many of us, those of us who do a lot of cooking like myself. Thanksgiving actually starts on the 27th because you have to cook all your relishes and spinach dips and things like that, the cold things that don't need to have the personal touch and hovering over and all that kind of stuff that you got to do. But anyway, so the day before, you cook all your dips and you make the cheesecake and all that kind of stuff. And then the day of, you focus on, you do the turkey overnight at 200 degrees in a bag. And then the next morning, you take the turkey and put it out in the second oven in the garage. And you let it stay there warm while you go ahead and prepare all the other food. And then you cook that separately. Praise God. So anyway, I've got the routine down. Been doing it for about 30 years now. One of the key people that was supposed to come to it has hit her third week on doing keto and has decided that she does not want to come anymore because she's so excited that she has made it this far on her keto diet. So I understand how that feels. I encouraged her and I said, you're making the right decision. Stick to it. But remember, portions count, blah, 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 this, any other thing. And also warned her, as anyone would if they were coaching somebody on keto, look at every label. The number one reason that somebody falls off of keto and quits is because they failed to look at a label and they ate something with dextrose or maltodextrose or something like that in it that has a high glycemic index. Next thing you know, they're kicked off of keto and they got 2 weeks they have to go through of keto flu and all kinds of misery to make it back into keto. So it is the bar none, the number one most discouraging thing that anybody can have happen to them on a diet. So I told her, stick with it. Stick with it. You go, girl. So anyway, she decided to go ahead and do that. She's going to rob herself of the Thanksgiving holiday this year for the sake of her keto. Unfortunately, I didn't bring up the idea to her that it was highly likely it would be the last Thanksgiving that she would ever have. So I didn't want to discourage her too much. She definitely has a foot and a half inside the earth. And you can tell when somebody has a foot and a half inside the earth because they get upset. They're like, those doggone evil people. I can't believe they're talking about firing off nukes. When somebody says that and they know that they're going to have to go through the ugly in order to be with Jesus, they have a foot and a half in the earth. They're not okay with going through ugly in order to be with Jesus. They just want to live a happy life on earth and let everybody... Let me alone. And I'll just meet Jesus when it's time for me to meet Jesus. But I don't want to be forced into meeting Jesus by going through a bunch of nuclear attacks and wars and all that kind of stuff. So that's where she is in her walk, and that's fine. And I'm sure that any of you who have been in my position, and it's a lot of you, if not all of you, know that there is no point in haggling with those people. Okay, you cannot take a person who's got a foot and a half in the earth, who's freaked out about nuclear bombs, who's freaked out about end times tribulation, who's freaked out about the global financial collapse, who's freaked out about, you know, the start of World War III, and when they're freaking out about it, and they know that that's the only way to make it to Jesus, their theoretical true love, is to go down that particular yellow brick road with all the landmines and T-Rexes trying to eat you and everything else. But instead of going down the road happily because Jesus is on the other end, they complain fervently about, oh, dagnabbit, I just want to be left alone and do my keto and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I get it. I was there. I lived in that place for a very, very long time. Until, over time, the Lord weaned me, and that's what he did. He weaned me, little by little by little by little, over many, 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 many years. He spoon-fed me, not even full-size tablespoons. I got half teaspoons, like you feed a little baby when you're giving him mushed peas. Over years of time. And so I got, what would you call it, weaned onto the idea that in order to be with Jesus, I was going to have to go through all hell. Okay, you know, just a short and brief, succinct way of putting it to the point. I was going to have to go through some really rough stuff in order to get to Jesus. But of course, you know, for anybody that studies the Bible really, really well and understands, most people that study Revelation don't understand it. I'm not going to get into all that. It's just way too much. That would be a separate hour-long teaching in and of itself. And if you're not sitting there with your Bible open and three different colors of highlighters, you're not going to understand what I'm talking about anyway. So it wouldn't make any difference. All right. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So on that note, let's go ahead and talk about the things that happened today in the headlines. All right. So we had, I believe it was yesterday, toward the end of the day, we had the fake Joe Biden do exactly what the Antichrist Joe Obama told him to do, which is to tell Putin that he changed his mind and the Ukraine is now allowed to use long-range American satellite-guided munitions, powerful missiles, on deep inside of Russia. Now, 3 weeks earlier, Putin had already made an announcement, a very long and lengthy announcement, and it was all translated and it was all over the internet. And he told everybody that we will reserve the right to nuke you if you do that. But today, he actually signed the new nuclear doctrine, which basically says if you are a country like the Ukraine who does, you know, that has teamed up with other countries that are nuclear capable, even if you don't look like you're maybe going to use a nuke on us, or you're not capable of maybe using a nuke on us, we do not care. The new nuclear doctrine from Putin is, if you're even affiliated with anybody that has anything to do with nuclear weapons, we reserve the right to nuke you whenever we feel like it. No warnings. And that's exactly what he did. He came out with a new signed nuclear doctrine, signed off with the seal, the stamp from the Kremlin with today's date on it, and he told the world, we're going to nuke you. Now, let me be clear. He didn't specifically say, we are going to nuke you. However, they put up on Russian television, animations showing nuclear bombs and how at the press of a button they could take out something like six countries in the European Union, all the NATO headquarters, and they could do it without even using nuclear bombs. They could do it with very, very high-powered thermobaric weapons. And if you're like me and you watch that stuff on Twitter and Twitter videos, and you watch those thermobaric bombs go off, those are scary. If a large enough thermobaric bomb was dropped on Kiev, there wouldn't be anything left. It would be just like a 30-megaton thermonuclear bomb had gone off. I was at Hiroshima. I was at Nagasaki. Now, I wasn't there when the bombs went off, but I saw all the photographs, toured all the tours, and did all the things that you do, and rode the bus things, and yada, yada, yada. And let me tell you, the devastation, it's just one big flat. There's nothing there. It's just flat sand as far as the eye can see. And that's exactly what would happen in the places where these humongous, mega, father-of-all-bomb thermobaric weapons would go off at different places all across Europe without even dropping a nuclear bomb. So it was said that they would use the thermobaric weapons as their first strike option. Now, what we don't know is, are they planning now to do that first strike option? All day today, the internetosphere was all a Twitter about are they gonna drop the nukes? What are we gonna do? We need to call in. This is an emergency thing. We need to bring on Donald Trump. Donald Trump's got to make a phone call. You know, he's got to get over there in front of him and calm everybody down. And all this has got to happen. All this and that and this and that and this and that and blah 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 blah, 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 blah all over the place. Because they're freaking out. Everybody's freaking out. Alex Jones had multiple meetings about this is it. This is the end. This is the end, my friend. So, after many tries, I got all my Thanksgiving recipe stuff. I think. Trying to have it delivered is a nightmare nowadays. A lot of people, do you know that not one place, not Kroger's, not Publix, not Sam's Club, not Walmart, not any place that I tried had frozen corn. Not one. Then I finally went to BJ's Wholesale Warehouse. And lo and behold, they actually had corn on the cob. So I bought several flats of those, and I'll just have to boil it and cut the corn off the cob. It'll just be a major pain in the patootski, but that's all right. It'll make the corn pudding extremely good. The other thing was they brought me not frozen Brussels sprouts. Fresh. Which means I have to boil them for quite some time. And even though I make everything from scratch, standing there and waiting 45 minutes for Brussels sprouts to get soft is not exactly on my list of to-dos. I have too many things to cook. It's like 12 things and maybe more. So anyway, praise God for all that. I'm pretty sure I got everything. I think I got enough. So if you live anywhere near Tampa, Florida, you're invited. All right, I'm just letting you know that. So if you go to tribulationnow.com, you can look right there and see the menu. That's from a couple of years ago, but you'll get the idea. I'm thinking I'm going to go ahead and break out one of the hams. Those are Kunstler hams. They're impossible to get a hold of. They're made in Pennsylvania by the Amish. And when I say they're impossible to get a hold of, I am not joking. They are very hard to get a hold of. I went out and tried to find some more because I used to buy them by the case. Nothing doing. So the very few that I still have in my freezer, in my actual apocalyptic freezer, that's what Lowe's called it before I bought it. That's it. I guess the world will have to go without Kunstler hams. So I'm thinking about breaking one of those out and doing the whole deal. And I'm just getting peppered with communications. So let's go ahead. And since we're having such a good time checking the phone over and over again, which I hate with all of my might, I'll just go ahead and take a picture, take a quick look. Why does it say that? Why does it say Rebecca C. has checked out? Raphael says, thank you for your tip. Just kind of looking at all these. This is really weird. Hold on a second. This could be. Wait a minute. Oh, I know what this is. Oh, no. Oh, man, oh, Daisy. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, so as it turns out, I completely spaced, because I am space, the final frontier. I completely spaced that I had, because I was having all these problems with the computer, and that just short-circuited my mind, blew a couple of bus fuses, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do the radio show anymore. So anyway, let me just type this in and track her, because she's going to be here very quick. And she has my, I forgot that I went ahead and ordered a dinner. I needed more spinach to make the spinach dip. It's so easy. You just get chopped the frozen spinach, you throw it in a bowl, you throw bacon ranch, a whole bottle of it on there, and then you take the salmon, the smoked salmon. Oh, come on, don't say you. What are you doing telling me that you can't get to Instacart.com? Don't even go there. Okay. I have had it's just been such a sweet, wonderful, loving, kind and sweet, happy-go-lucky, whoop-de-doo day. Hallelujah. Of course, I'm kind of doing what the Bible says and not giving the whole story. All right. So anyway, it's giving me all kinds of not good stuff. All right, shopping is complete, and the person is actually driving. Her name is Rebecca, and she's driving here. However, it is not showing the map yet, so I might have a little bit more time. So anyway, I just wanted to share with you that ATACMS missiles, which are... here, let me type it in again. There we go. ATACMS are MGM-140 Army Tactical Missile Systems, and they are indeed capable of 200-plus kilogram warheads. Makes them extremely powerful. They can collapse a building. And they can be guided by American missile systems, or I'm sorry, satellite systems. So that's what they used. They used some other stuff, and they're also threatening to use, when I say they, I'm talking about the Ukraine, with the help of the United States, with the help of the CIA, which, of course, Putin knows. So the threat is very, very real, and people are flipping out. Now, on top of it all, there was also an underwater communications cable, two of them, not one, two of them, just north of Sweden and Norway, and they were cut. So the experts that were involved in trying to figure out who cut it spotted a Chinese vessel in the area, and the Danish Navy ships went after them and boarded the ship and inspected it and all that kind of stuff, and I'm sure they found a whole lot of nothing. So who knows who they're going to blame all that on? To me, it's just really kind of irrelevant. But we got a lot of stuff going on right now. And the big question of the day right now, or the question of the week right now, is Russia going to strike back? Are they going to use the thermobaric weapons? Or are they going to restrain themselves, as they have thus far, continue to shoot down the ATACMS, and also, I forget what the other missile that the British gave them. By the way, the British are on Putin's hit list. There is not a video that Putin has put out thus far about nuclear bombs and the devastation that they could levy upon the country of Europe that didn't have the United Kingdom being completely wiped out. They even did a special video for the United Kingdom of a nuclear torpedo that they can shoot out of the Belgorod submarine class. And if they do that, well, the nuclear tidal wave will just wash up over the entire United Kingdom, over Wales, over Ireland, over Scotland, the whole deal. It's going to be gone. All right. So anyway, everybody, everybody is fussing like crazy right now about all this stuff. So I'm going to read over a couple of the headlines without getting deep into them. Manhattan District Attorney agrees to delay Trump's sentencing, but not entirely dropping the case. He even mentioned the year 2029, which I thought was, well, beyond ridiculous. Let's see what else we have here. Let me scroll down. Iran has made an announcement, very official, very worldwide, that they are going to now activate a very large number of their biggest nuclear uranium centrifuges. So they're telling everybody that they can go nuclear in 24 hours, and they're very adamant about it. So they're telling everybody, we're going nuclear. We're firing up our centrifuges. We've had enough of you. We've seen what you're doing. So anyway, that's very noteworthy, because that could easily trigger Netanyahu into sending the F-35s, which Dr. David O'Rourke saw in a prophecy. He said it was a historic fire. And he saw two Israeli jets fly in and launch two tactical nukes into Iran at evidently the Fordow facility, which is where the centrifuges are. So it would all snap together like a perfect puzzle. Don't get me going on North Korea, because North Korea has tens of thousands of soldiers over there working in the Ukraine right now alongside of Russia. And the bombing that's been going on, they've been hitting all kind of places in Ukraine that they have never hit before. So there's a lot of activity going on over there, and there's nothing getting in the way of Russia right now. Okay, except irritation. Okay, so of course I mentioned the Danish Navy ships converging on the Chinese ship to find out if they cut the cable. Not that I can't see how they would even know. I mean, all they would, you know, oh, look, your diving equipment is wet. It must have been you. You know, it's kind of a silly gesture, if you ask me. While Russia denies it, one of the attackums that Ukraine launched actually hit an ammo depot deep in Russia. We all saw the explosion from that occurring on a video that was traveling at light speed all over the internet. All right. And then, of course, you got Bloomberg putting up reports. It has begun World War III. We struck a border region outside of the Russian territory with attackums. And it's attackums, a high-flying ballistic missile with a fixed trajectory and a 200-kilogram warhead and an effective range of slightly less than 300 kilometers. It says, one of the reports actually says, and I'm just reading the headline to you. It says, tomorrow, November the 20th, Russia vows to defeat the Ukraine. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean they're going to drop one big La Bomba? When I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, well, you know, they have the La Bomba. La Bomba's the biggest nuclear bomb that was ever created. Well, the reality of La Bomba, while it was the biggest nuclear detonation that ever happened, the problem is it's way too heavy to be useful. They need the biggest, most powerful planes, the biggest, most powerful cranes, and to get it there, it's next to impossible. So it's not tactically feasible to use La Bomba. So it's been retired. They haven't made any more. All right, so for any of you who have been torching up your YouTube and saying, oh, looky there, they got this, they got that. No, a lot of this stuff is old news. All right, praise God. So again, more military aid going to Ukraine, more military aid going to Israel, of course. Putin signs the new nuclear doctrine just a few hours ago. Biden and the White House, it claims in this one report that they're trying to walk back their bomb doctrine for, you know, long-range missile, whatever. And that's a lie. We know it's a lie. It's a lie from the devil. That's all they ever do is lie, 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 lie. It's almost like one of those, lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. That's what you get on the news.
Not normal.
All right, praise God. So again, whenever you're in a war footing, not only do you hear propaganda, intentional lies. We just had the report a couple of days ago of massive troop buildups near Syria. We know that Isaiah 17 says that Damascus will be turned into a ruinous heap. We know that Damascus is in the sights of Netanyahu for the greater Israel. These are all things that are in the game plan. These are all things that are in the game plan. So when you see a report that comes out that says, oh, Hezbollah wants to strike up a peace plan with Netanyahu, hey, man, it ain't never going to happen. Ain't never going to happen. Ain't never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Period. Now, in the United Kingdom and France, they're having a horrible situation there because the governments have dared to do the worst, most evil, sinister, satanic thing they could possibly think of doing, and that is to create what's called a 20% inheritance tax for farmers, I believe in primarily the UK, but I believe it's also coming to France. And what this is going to do is it's going to force the farmers all out of business. They're going to starve. They're going to become homeless. And the Satanists that are implementing it could care less. Thank you, Bill Gates. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you, Darth Vader of the World Economic Forum. May you all meet with the lake of fire in Jesus' name. Father, I will not pray for them. I won't. Too many other good people that need to be prayed for, not that evil. It is your job, Father, and I turn it over to you. I hold no enmity, and it's your problem, Father. It's your problem, and I just praise you, Father. I thank you, Father. You are a fair, fair Father, and I know what all of their destinies are going to be. Praise you, Jesus. All right, so anyway, I'm just scanning over some more of the headlines. There's going to be more European Union sanctions against Iran. We've got votes blocking or attempting to block American sales. Senate, attempting to block, United States sales of weaponry and military aid to Israel. Okay, so we got a lot of this stuff going on back and forth. The 20% tax on the farmers is absolutely horrible. I don't even like to listen to those testimonies because, quite frankly, I'll lose it. I'll lose it. I don't want to. There's nothing I can do. And besides, we are to keep our mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. Philippians 3:20 says, our citizenship is in heaven. We are not from here. And we are not staying here. And the elect of God are special. We are truly special. And very, very blessed to be part of the elect. We are so close right now that it would be just a crime, the saddest thing ever, for any of us to falter. To fall down right now when we're so close. And by the way, I'm getting absolutely pummeled by, this person's driving right for the house, so I'm going to have to wrap this up pretty quick. But folks, we're so close. I know a lot of you are hurting real bad. I know a lot of you are real sick. I know a lot of you have run out of energy and you just can't lift the pencil. You're so messed up. I hear it in people's voice. I know what people are going through. I've been there. Nobody gets as depressed as I do. Nobody. So I just want to let you know, please be encouraged. Please stay strong. Take the medicine that your grandma told you to take. NyQuil, severe flu and cold or whatever. Get better. Get better. Because we need to be better. We need to pray harder. We need to seek the Lord with all of our heart. And we need folks to be ready. We are so close. So very close. So be strong in the name of Jesus. Hang in there. Don't be a wimp like me and get all sad. All right, now I got to go down and meet the person or they're going to throw a hissy fit and start banging on the big knocker. But God bless you all. Thank you all for joining us tonight for this short update. Praise God.
Perfect in all your ways. In all. so